Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes on making India a global leader in manufacturing, semiconductor production and game designing. In his address from the ramparts of Red Fort on Independence Day, Prime Minister calls for a secular civil code, urges for one nation, one election to realize the dream of developed India. Mr. Modi expresses concern at rising cases of violence against women, says perpetrators should be brought to book at the earliest. India concerned regarding situation in Bangladesh and hopes for normalcy to return soon, says Prime Minister. Mr. Modi extends best wishes to sportspersons going to compete in Paris Paralympics. And widespread agitations erupt across West Bengal as goons attack people protesting brutal rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata. The nation is celebrating the 78th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the country in paying tributes to the martyrs and freedom fighters by hoisting the national flag from the ramparts of the iconic Red Fort. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the Red Fort this morning, the Prime Minister said the nation is indebted to every martyr and freedom fighter as they gave everyone the privilege of breathing freely. He highlighted that people from every section of society, including youth, farmers, women and tribal people, kept fighting against slavery. He noted that today is an occasion to also salute the great personalities who are dedicated to protecting the nation, building it with full commitment and taking the country to new heights. The Prime Minister exuded belief that if 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction, India will become Viksit Bharat by 2047 by overcoming all obstacles. The Prime Minister outlined India's commitment to become a global leader in semiconductor production, aiming to reduce dependency on imports and enhance technological self-sufficiency. The Prime Minister outlined a series of futuristic goals aimed at shaping India's growth. He emphasized on driving innovations and positioning the country as a global leader across various sectors, including manufacturing, gaming and designing.
एक जमाना था मोबाइल फोन इंपोर्ट करते थे. आज मोबाइल फोन मैन्युफैक्चरिंग का इकोसिस्टम बना है, एक बहुत बड़ा हब बना है. और आज मोबाइल फोन दुनिया में एक्सपोर्ट करने लगे हैं. ये भारत की ताकत है. भविष्य के साथ सेमीकंडक्टर जुड़ा हुआ है. आधुनिक टेक्नोलॉजी जुड़ी हुई है. एआई जुड़ा हुआ है. हमने सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन पर काम शुरू किया है.
The Prime Minister said India will become Viksit Bharat by 2047 by overcoming all obstacles if 140 crore people of the country resolve and move together in one direction.
140 crore mere parivar jan agar sankalp lekar ke ek disha nirdharit karke chal padte hain to chunautiyan kitni bhi kyon na ho abhav ki matra kitni hi tivra kyon na ho sansadhanon ke liye joojhne ki naubat ho to bhi har chunauti ko paar karte hue hum 2047 viksit bharat ka lakshya prapt kar sakte hain.
The Prime Minister sought to revive the ancient Nalanda University spirit, positioning India as a global education hub by promoting higher learning and research. Referring to the Budget 2024, the Prime Minister highlighted landmark initiatives announced by the government to train India's youth and become the skill capital of the world. Mr. Modi outlined his vision to fulfill ease of living on a mission mode. He spoke of enhancing the quality of life in urban areas through systematic assessments and improvements in infrastructure and services. Mr. Modi pointed out that many reforms have been undertaken to strengthen the banking sector. He added that because of this, Indian banks have today made their place among the leading banks of the world. The Prime Minister also emphasized the importance of green jobs in India's efforts to combat climate change. He stated that the focus of the country is now on green growth and green jobs. Mr. Modi also gave the call to bring 1 lakh youth into the political system, specifically those with no history of politics in their families. Mr. Modi stated that his government has worked on women-led development, adding that in the last 10 years, 10 crore women joined women's self-help groups and became financially independent. The Prime Minister also expressed concern at the rising cases of violence and crimes against women. He said perpetrators should be punished and brought to book at the earliest.
हमारी माताओं, बहनों, बेटियों के प्रति जो अत्याचार हो रहे हैं, उसके प्रति देश का आक्रोश है। इसको देश को, समाज को, हमारी राज्य सरकारों को गंभीरता से लेना होगा। महिलाओं के विरुद्ध अपराधों की जल्द से जल्द जांच हो, राक्षसी कृत्य करने वालों को जल्द से जल्द कड़ी सजा हो, वो समाज में विश्वास पैदा करने के लिए जरूरी है।
The Prime Minister stressed that the country should have a secular civil code instead of a communal civil code. He also urged political parties to come forward for one nation, one election to realize the dream of a developed India.
समय की मांग है कि देश में एक सेक्युलर सिविल कोड हो। हमने कम्युनल सिविल कोड में 75 साल बिताए हैं। अब हमें सेक्युलर सिविल कोड की तरफ जाना होगा और तब जाकर के देश में धर्म के आधार पर जो भेदभाव हो रहे हैं, सामान्य नागरिक को जो दूरी महसूस होती है, उससे हमें मुक्ति मिलेगी।
On Bangladesh, the Prime Minister said as a neighboring country, India is concerned regarding the situation there. He hoped that normalcy is restored at the earliest. He said Indian people are concerned about the safety of Hindus and minorities in the neighboring country.
बांग्लादेश में जो कुछ भी हुआ है, मैं आशा करता हूं कि वहां पर हालात जल्द ही सामान्य होंगे। खास करके 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की चिंता कि वहां हिंदू, वहां के अल्पसंख्यक, उस समुदाय की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित हो। भारत हमेशा चाहता है कि हमारे पड़ोसी देश सुख और शांति के मार्ग पर चले। शांति के प्रति हमारा कमिटमेंट है। हम आने वाले दिनों में बांग्लादेश की विकास यात्रा में हमेशा हमारा शुभचिंतन ही रहेगा।
The Prime Minister congratulated all athletes and players who participated in the Paris Olympics. He said a huge contingent of India will leave for Paris in the next few days to participate in the Paralympics. He extended best wishes to the Paralympians. After his address at the Red Fort, Prime Minister Modi met and interacted with children and spectators. Earlier, Mr. Modi also paid tributes to Father of the Nation Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Har ghar tiranga abhiyan tirange ki shaan mein एक यूनिक फेस्टिवल बन चुका है
और एक बार फिर देश हर घर तिरंगा अभियान के साथ आजादी का उत्सव हर्षोल्लास के साथ मनाने जा रहा है। तो चलिए इस 9 से 15 अगस्त हम सब हर घर तिरंगा अभियान में उत्साह और उमंग के साथ जुड़े और इस अभियान में होने वाली तिरंगा यात्राओं, मेलों, रैलियों और मैराथन जैसे कार्यक्रमों में भाग लें। अपने घर पर तिरंगा फहराएं और अपनी सेल्फी को harghartiranga.com पर अपलोड करें।
Welcome back. You're listening to the Midday News. The Independence Day was celebrated in states and union territories. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors hoisted the national flag at capital cities and addressed people on the occasion. In Madhya Pradesh, Independence Day is being celebrated with traditional gaiety and pride. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav hoisted the flag at Lal Parade Ground in Bhopal. The Chief Minister also awarded gallantry medals to police officers. A report.
The state-level parade was led by Assistant Police Commissioner Mayur Khandelwal. 17 contingents, including police bands, participated in the parade. Citizens have done attractive lighting in their homes. The historical buildings, government offices and temples of the state are also shining with light. The Chief Minister said in his address that the government is working toward doubling the budget of the state in the next 5 years. More than 60 new industries are being set up in the state at a cost of around 10,000 crore rupees. These will create more than 17,000 employment opportunities in a year. He said that taking inspiration from the ideas of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, 4 missions, Yuva Shakti Mission, Garib Kalyan Mission, Kisan Kalyan Mission and Nari Sashakti Karan Mission will be started from the foundation day of the state on November 1st. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
People of Telangana are celebrating the day with patriotic fervor and gaiety. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy hoisted the national flag at the historic Golconda Fort this morning. This is for the first time that he hoisted the national flag at the historic Golconda after he assumed office. In Nagaland, Chief Minister Nephew Ryo hoisted the tricolour in the capital, Kohima. Addressing the function, the Chief Minister said as part of his government's efforts for speedy resolution of the Naga political issues, the Political Affairs Committee has already held its first meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, the biggest event was held at Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar, where Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha hoisted the national flag. He extended his heartfelt greetings and best wishes and remembered the countless sacrifices made by our valiant freedom fighters and martyrs. More in this report.
Speaking on the occasion, the Lieutenant Governor said that a Balidan Stam has been established in Srinagar to pay tributes to the martyrs who have laid down their lives for safeguarding the nation, and hoped that the same shall instill a sense of sacrifice for the country among the youth of the region. Mr. Sinha also said that the ongoing work on prestigious Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail project is in full swing, and the dream of connecting Kashmir Valley with Kanyakumari shall be fulfilled by the end of this year. On UT administration's efforts to create more employment opportunities, the Lieutenant Governor highlighted that more than 10,000 vacant posts have been referred to Service Selection Recruitment Board, for which the recruitment process shall be initiated very soon. Sunil Kohl, Akashwani News from Srinagar, Kashmir.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has extended greetings to all citizens on the occasion of the 78th Independence Day. In a social media post, the Vice President said this momentous day is a celebration of the ideals of justice, liberty, equality and fraternity which remain the bedrock of our vibrant and largest democracy in the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked several world leaders for their wishes on the occasion of Independence Day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed gratitude to President of Maldives, Dr. Mohamed Mouissou, and President of France, Emmanuel Macron, for their wishes, and lauded the bilateral relations with these countries. He also highlighted the importance of working together for the benefit of people. The Prime Minister also thanked his counterparts from Nepal and Bhutan for their wishes. The News Services Division of Akashwani will broadcast a 30-minute special program on the occasion of the 78th Independence Day today. Tune into Akashwani Gold 100.1 MHz at 9:30 tonight to listen to General M.M. Naravane, former Chief of the Army Staff, Dr. Yasli Italia, microbiologist and Padma Shri, Dr. Deepa Malik, Padma Shri and Khel Ratna, and Arun Krishnamurthy, environmental activist, talk about India and the vision for the future. The annual India Day Parade in New York City will feature four floats representing the nation's religions and symbolizing its unity in diversity. The 42nd edition of the parade is scheduled to take place on Sunday, as per the organizing team. The floats will represent Hinduism, Islam, Sikhism and Christianity. On the occasion, the Empire State Building will be lit up with the Indian tricolor at night. Indian actor Zaheer Iqbal will attend the event as VIP guest. In West Bengal, people across all sections of society gathered on the streets to protest the brutal rape and murder of the doctor at R.G. Kar Medical College in Kolkata. When a large number of people were protesting outside the medical college at midnight, a bunch of goons attacked the protest site of the doctors. They were allegedly disguised in the crowd. The goons destroyed the infrastructure, equipment, medicines of the medical college, and they also destroyed the male and female wards. Initially, police who were present were forced to take shelter, but later a large force of police arrived at the site. Many police personnel were injured, including Deputy Commissioner North of Kolkata Police, while controlling the goons. Many arrests were made by the police. West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose has visited R.G. Kar Medical College today. He has spoken to the protesting doctors and took stock of the situation. The governor has been briefed about the goon attack last night on the protesting doctors and the hospital facilities. He assured that culprits of the rape and murder case will be punished. BJP and other political parties and common citizens and intelligentsia have strongly condemned the attack on the peaceful protesters. Leader of opposition Shubhendu Adhikari said in a social media post that the goons were affiliated to the ruling Trinamool Congress and they came with the intention to destroy the evidence of the murder case. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasizes on making India a global leader in manufacturing, semiconductor production and game designing. In his address from the ramparts of Red Fort on Independence Day, Prime Minister calls for secular civil code, urges for one nation, one election to realize the dream of developed India. Mr. Modi expresses concern at rising cases of violence against women, says perpetrators should be brought to book at the earliest. India concerned regarding situation in Bangladesh and hopes for normalcy to return soon, says Prime Minister. Mr. Modi extends best wishes to sportspersons going to compete in Paris Paralympics. And widespread agitations erupt across West Bengal as goons attack people protesting brutal rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata. And with that, we end the midday news.